to tonight's broadcast of game number 3 of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational 5 Epic Series, the 9th place series. Here is your host, Space Dominator.
Alright, welcome back to our coverage of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 Epic Series for 9th place here. Game number 3 is on the map choice of Zorak, and he chose the space map of Andromeda. It's a pretty interesting choice, but actually a pretty logical choice for a Terran player, as this map, when I read the initial reviews about it, that these games were going to be longer, usually more defensive, drawn-out games of StarCraft. So it's actually probably a pretty good choice from Zorak, even though I don't know how familiar he really is with it. So, Desastroso, how familiar are you with the map of Andromeda?
To be honest, I don't know which map this is right now. Maybe I remember when I see it, but right now I really don't know anything about the map. I don't remember anything.
Lousy.Cheesy, your thoughts on Andromeda?
It has a mineral-only expansion, the natural, that's very easy to defend. So it would help the Terran if they wanted to get minerals only, which helps the Marines. The expansion is also very close to the edge, so it can be shot to... Marines can actually shoot the drones mining there if it's necessary. Other than that, it's a very standard map.
Alright, Zorak is in the yellow Terran located in the top left corner of the map of Andromeda with his opponent Windahl immediately vertically straight down in the bottom left corner as the teal Zerg. Third straight game, I believe, that he's been teal, correct? I think so. So it'll be interesting to see how this game goes again, because really the first two games have been very similar in the regard in which Zorak has just been able to mass contain and dominate. So again, Lousy.Cheesy, what does Windahl need to do differently? Apparently, the adjustment from Game 1 to Game 2 didn't work. What does he have to do here from between Game 2 and Game 3 so he can get one game at least here in this series?
Well, I don't get Sunken Break. That's all it is. If you get Sunken Break, then you lose.
So what do you think, what do you think he needs to do to prevent that?
Don't let the early Marines kill you off.
Straight to the point as always. Desastroso, your thoughts?
Yeah, that's absolutely true what Cheesy says. In game number 1, we have seen the first Marines attack and breaking through slowly. And even more in the second game, when there were just some where Windahl just needed some more seconds to establish his defense, his defensive lines. So, yeah, Windahl should focus a bit more on his expansion. He should be a little bit more concentrated. If he's able to do that, I think we can see games in which both sides are more equal in strength. But right now, doing or performing like he did before, I don't think Will will be able to win this whole series, because he's too weak at the beginning. He should be more on time. He should be more concentrated. That's it. Afterwards, he played well. Well, the other things which I meant, well, the other things he did were good, but this was bad. So, yeah. Sorry.
Windahl has himself his first hatchery expansion being built at the mineral only, which is on the platform along with his main base in the bottom left corner. This is one of those very interesting maps because it's got a lot of area in which you can build stuff just everywhere. It seems like it's almost a Terran's heaven in a lot of ways. Is they're going to be able to defend themselves pretty easily, too, as there's a gas-only expansion. So, it'll be interesting to see what happens. Although, we'll have a minute to discuss that as the game has been paused again. So, if you were Zorak, Desastroso, how would you adjust for this kind of map? Would you play a more cautious type of game, or since you know that you've been able to succeed by being more aggressive, do you keep that going, despite the fact that this map is built for defensive games, really?
Yeah, I think, I don't know what I would do, to be honest, but if you look at persons in general, you always try to do what gave you success before. So I think, I really think Zorak is going to try to do the same game style he did before. If Winhale is able to hold that off, if he's able to adapt to that and lure him into some sort of what's the word? Falle. Into some sort of yeah, I don't know. Into some sort of lurkers or something like that. And if he's able to destroy the early attacking forces and make a big counter attack. Yeah, he might be able to win this game.
Yeah, it's interesting that, too, I don't remember Zorak ever usually being this aggressive, actually, too. Although that second game reminded me of more of the way in which Zorak usually played StarCraft. Sits back a while and then just slowly gets into the game and then finally pushes up. It's kind of the way he's always played a Terran versus Zerg and slowly builds in the tanks. Very, very, very mechanical in that regard. But the thing is, I've noticed that Windahl has been trying the same exact type of build. I know he's been trying to mirror a lot of the different types of things that Lousy does in his own style, but the thing is, though, it seems like Windahl has more problems holding on to that second expansion there. So it's tough to say, you know, Windahl should probably try to do something to change the course of this game. Have we even seen him really attack at any point either? It's because really, it's been kind of sad in a lot of ways that Zorak has been on the attack pretty much this entire game as a whole. Yeah, of course, except for the three Zerglings about 20 minutes into the last game. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, it's just, it's kind of discouraging in a lot of ways, you know. So, Lousy.cheesy, is Windahl doing something fundamentally wrong in his build order? What do you think?
I think he's getting screwed up on the mindset of a Terran versus Protoss is not the same as Terran versus Zerg. Or, yeah, I think he's getting confused.
Well, in your opinion, though, too, you think you probably agree that Terran versus Zerg is one of those particular matchups that is the most difficult for both of the two players. You know, as for example, Terran versus Protoss is usually macro-oriented. You usually know what's going to happen. Protoss versus Protoss games, Goon Reaver, you know, etc. So Zerg versus Terran, though, is one of those games that actually has a little bit of finesse involved with the Marines and the Medics. And again, it is... I wish I had an answer for you, too, about what Windahl was actually doing here. It's tough to say. I suppose while we are paused, I might as well also...
Yeah,
oh, Desastroso has something to add. Feel free to talk.
No, I didn't really have something to add. To be honest, I just forgot what I was what I wanted to say. Excuse me. Excuse me. I really forgot what I wanted to say. Maybe it's coming to me later.
Just for the record, you know, I think Desastroso is still recovering from the Germany-Portugal game. You know, I'm sure there was a little bit of wine and a little bit of excess alcohol out there, so I apologize for my partner being a little bit out of his norm, I suppose we could say.
No, that's not true. I didn't drink any alcohol yesterday. In case you don't know, I have been sick for the last 5 days, so... you may hear this on my voice. It's a bit deeper than usual, I guess, and my nose is also, yeah, don't know the word, but you may hear my voice with a little bit more of a nosy way, whatever. So, you know, I have to recover a little bit from the game yesterday. I have seen it was a very, very neat game, very good game. And today I have also seen the Turkey versus Croatia game, which I don't know if any of you know what happened. Just in case you did, and just in case you're interested in, it was a boring game. It's the quarterfinals of the European Championship. Yeah, so it was a boring game until 90 minutes, so then you have to play 30 more minutes. And, well, these last 30 minutes were a bit more, had a bit more action. Croatia was very, they weren't able to do a lot anymore because they were too, they had run too much in the first 90 minutes. So Turkey was able to play a bit better. And 1 minute before the game ended, Croatia scored a goal with Ivan Klasnic, which is a player that has had, a transplantation of an organ recently, like 1 year ago. So it looked like he was the game of the match. And with the last attempt of doing something, the Turkish team played a long ball onto the Croatian goal, and a striker was able to strike the second goal. So it was 1-1. 1 minute before the game ended, and 2 minutes after the game should have ended. So penalties were done, and Turkey was able to win. So they are going to play against Germany, I think Monday or Tuesday. So this, I'm looking forward, because we have now a very good chance to reach the final and play, I don't know, I hope the Netherlands. I don't want to play versus Italy again. Or if we play versus Italy, we have to just kill them, to blow them away. That's, what I hope for the next days to happen.
This Euro 2000 update from the minds of a Deutschland Fußball fan is brought to you by Low Definition Television. Low Definition Television. Sometimes even the soccer ball looks better without the detail. But anyways, while we do have another moment here, I might as well also rehash what did occur here in the previous games here of the actual main tournament still going on here at the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational 5. Yesterday, Sonoya eliminated Loophole 2-0 in a couple of pretty standard Protoss versus Terran games. But then the real interesting series happened today. First off, in the elimination final, Super Killer defeated Lousy.Cheesy 2-1 to give Super Killer a very key advantage moving forward, as he's going to have two chances basically to get to the finals. But of course, and what ultimately I am a little bit biased, but of course, in the series so far of the tournament, Desastroso snuck by, luckily, versus yours truly, 2-1. To move on to the semifinals as well. So in the first semifinal, you will have Lousy.Cheesy taking on Sonoya, with the loser being eliminated and the winner going on to face the loser of the second semifinal, which is going to be between Super Killer and Desastroso. So it should be a couple of very interesting semifinal series leading up to that best of, yes, you didn't even, five coming up between those winners and losers, as they say. So the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational 5 is starting to enter the really exciting parts of this particular tournament. And Lousy.Cheesy is clearly excited as he's put a third period in to trump his usual two-period remark. So actually, while we have a moment, Desastroso, do you have any trash talking to do against Super Killer?
No, I don't think so. I'm just a bit, I'm scared because, I have played before, and he's a good player, and it will be hard to stand against his Protoss, I think. He's Protoss, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I remembered well. So yeah, then he's the one who is good. Although I was able to win, I think, two games, or no, just one game. I was able to win one game in our group. But yeah, it will be tough. It will be hard to win versus him. So I hope I am going to be able to perform something. And if some of you have some replays about his games, let me know. I want to watch them. And I'm going to see if I might play even another race than my usual Terran, as I think I'm able to play a bit with the other races too. Maybe take him off guard or something like that. Yeah, super killer. Thank you. Nice that you're hearing me. So maybe we could ask Superkiller if he has some thoughts about me. If he wants to do something special, if he has special tactics or special strategies in his mind. Don't use Zerg. Yeah, why not? I could maybe four pool him. Oh, you're better than SD. We'll see about that.
At least we're better mannered than some of the people you deal with, .. Cough! Wink, wink,
oh
yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, but those were nice games, SD. We had nice games.
It's because you threaten them. Blackmail always works. But anyways, enough of that. Lousy.cheesy,
what did you say?
You'll be facing Sonoy. I know you and him have had a few disagreements in terms of strategy and maps. Anything you'd like to say to your opponent?
If he wants to win, he should be sneaky. Yeah, that's about it.
And just for the record out there, I think this is probably one of the longest pauses of a broadcasted game, I think, in the history of broadcasted games. So, let's see, so...
Yeah. What about Zorak? Where the heck is he? So, SD, you are out of the tournament, right?
That's correct. Now I can focus all my energy on creating high-quality broadcasts and weird things to mock the players that are still in. Wink, wink.
Ah, so that's why you lost to me.
No, I just,
You did it on purpose. You did it on purpose. You just wanted to make these broadcasts.
No.
I know you.
No, I'd have been happy to win. Trust me.
I don't think so. Oh, super killer. If you hit final, we will see about that. Just wait.
Wait a second. What do you mean I wouldn't be happy if I won? What kind of comment is that? Sheesh.
I didn't say that. Maybe you misunderstood me.
.. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. Where is Zorak? Ah, Winnail has been away. Has been gone. So wait. Let's see about it. Zorak has one barracks. He's building his academy, and Winnail is morphing his hatchery already. Well, he's morphing the first hatchery and is morphing his hatchery into what's the word? The next tech tree of the hatchery. Yeah, layer. So Maybe if Winail would be able to make very fast lurks, he might be able to maybe climb the ramp and end the game very, very early. I hope so, at least. Because I don't know if Zorek will be able to build a scan, as his depots are very close to it. I think he will be able, but yeah, okay.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled broadcast. Definitely.
Yeah, Zorik is back, saying something about dishes and his mother. I think he just had to go to the toilet and whack off. I don't know. Yeah, long story. Maybe he was too nervous. Now he might be. He might be more calm.
And just for the record,
Just
for the record, I told you guys this was going to be an epic series, and that was the epic pause of the series. I bet you we're not going to have another one that's as good as that one. Anyways, action is back underway. Zorak has his academy underway. And that's right, we were playing StarCraft. Okay, let's see what's going on. Desastroso, your thoughts.
First of all, I have thought right now that it was bad from Winail to let the scouting SCV pass through, as he had two SCVs, which would have or should have been able to hold him off. So Zorik is able to see the lair, and the SCV surviving with 5 hit points. Okay, that's it. So we see 4 links. Yeah, sitting there doing nothing. The first hatch at the mineral spot has now been morphed, or has now finished to morph. And while Zorik is building a second common center himself on his mineral line, on his second mineral spot, still with just one barrack, and the academy make it an up. Great, I guess it's the stim upgrade. So, we see no hydralisk den. We see nothing. We see the queen's nest. So this is going to be cracklings. I don't know what he's planning to do. Yeah, back to you, or to someone to think about it.
Yeah, pretty interesting, Lousy. What do you make of this queen's nest first? Going really aggressive in the tech here. What do you think?
It looks like an old school build where they just hit you with zerglings only. So I think it will help if it's fast enough.
Yeah, I could imagine him to build very soon defilers. Because they have helped a lot, and maybe he has seen how good they were. He's building also an evolution chamber. I guess he's making the plus one carapace upgrade. And first factory being built by Zorak. So yeah, this is going to turn out very interesting. I'm looking forward what he wants to do. Oh, he's making a spire, I see. So maybe fast guards. Nice idea.
Yeah, maybe Windall's actually finally taking our advice here of trying something a little bit different. So, yeah, Guardians would be an interesting move. Cracklings would be an interesting move. He's got a lot of options here, and the thing is, it's good to see him trying something a little bit different here, as clearly what he was doing in the first two games was not working. See, Zorak does have his natural expansion. Well, this is as close to a natural expansion as you can call on this map here. The mineral-only one on the main platform there in the top left corner. And yeah, as Desastroso just put out a good point too, Guardians would be an interesting move here as they are relatively close, so interesting to see. And also, one thing that I have noticed, too, that's a lot better out of Windall is that there's actually some drones mining it as natural. But that could be partly due to the fact that Zorak hasn't done his traditional push out yet. There is a queen out as well. A couple queens. Maybe the infestation will begin. So, Lousy, what do you think?
It seems kind of awkward for building these random units, but it might turn out into his favor, seeing how it hasn't been performed yet. Maybe not mainstream.
Interestingly enough here, Windall is expanding not only once more, but also twice more, so he's going to have three expansions here established. The one at the natural expansion with the gas right immediately to the northeast of his main base in the bottom left, but he's also expanded to the gas expansion for the bottom right as well. And he's got five Zerglings in a beautiful trapezoid pattern sitting outside immediately to the east of the mineral-only expansion in the top left of Zorax. So yeah, it does look like Windall is just kind of doing very, very random maneuvering here. But then again, you always have to appreciate the geometry in StarCraft. Then again, of course, it's a math teacher talking, so... Yeah. Oh, did we see Parasite? Hey, there's something you don't see every day. Back to you, Desastroso.
Yeah. Well, Zorak has just killed the Parasite, so he should try to do it more covered. While the first Mutalist is here, without the Spire being upgraded, so I don't think we are going to see Guardians. Maybe we have already cracklings. I can't say anything about that. But yeah, it's very strange from both sides, as Zorak isn't doing anything. He hasn't. No scouts. If you watch the map, Windale covers a lot of the whole map, while Cheesy is just sitting there building his units. Not Cheesy. I mean Zorak is building his units, sitting there, blah blah blah, doing stuff. The lift off common center strat, and so on. So yeah, very strange until now. No pressure from Zorak. Absolutely no pressure from Zorak. I haven't thought this. He would act like that. As you asked me before, I thought Zorak would play as he played before.
Alright, looks like Zorak at this point is moving out. He's got his large group of Marines and Medics moving out. I don't see a lot of anything out of Windall, though, except that he expanded quickly. Naturally, he's going to try to sunken up here at his natural, but seems to always do that a little bit late. I don't know. Now he's also going to have to be building a bunch of units there. Alright, not only two sunkens, three, four, five creep colonies are up. See, is that drone going to make it an even six? You better believe it. Three colonies are complete. And here come a couple of Zerglings on the ramp here, so Zorak looks at the sunken colonies and go, wow. And Zorak realizes that he should probably not move in on that, as he's not going to be able to do a ton at this point. So what does Windall do? He sends in his Zerglings, try to go all the way around. Three of them get to the main ramp into the main base, and three of them keep going in. Let's see if Zorak does a better job of actually seeing this and using his SCVs to kill them off. A couple of dropships, though. Boy, they're loading up some Marines. Oh, boy. Action's getting fast and furious. All right, here come those two dropships. Let's see, where are they going to go? Let's see, they're going to the bottom. Looks like they're going to go towards the main. Let's see here. There they go. Oh, there's a couple of Mutalisks out there. Will they catch the dropships in time? No. But unfortunately for Windall, there are the Marines and the Medics are inside of the main. Here come the Zerglings. The drones are on the retreat there. Here come the Cracklings trying to do some damage to those Marines, and the Marines just eat them up quickly. So this is, again, not looking good for Windall, despite the fact that he does have a base on the other side that I don't think Zorak knows about. Well, there's three overlords flying around. Maybe... I doubt Windall's got something in there, but maybe he does. Maybe he's got something secretly planned. And there we actually see a broodling, though, inside the natural expansion of Zorak. So that queen actually did something, at least. And it's kind of a shame, too, because Windall actually had those six scourge, which Senoia thought was actually a misclick, which is a good possibility. But they could have been a little bit more useful down around his base. They might have been even able to pick off those two dropships. Might have been able to save his main. Oh, naturally, here come the Scourge, and they fly right into the Marines and the couple of medics. Apparently I'm a curse to poor Windall. Lousy.cheesy. Any positive thoughts at this point?
I don't know. This is actually a very bad situation he's in right now. He could stall long enough and do something crazy, you know?
Do something crazy? What do you mean in terms of crazy? Mass queens? No.
Sure, go in style.
Oh, in the meanwhile, though, there is one single Zergling going after the main Azorak. 460, 450, 430, 410, 403. Okay, it's going by quicker than that. 340, 320. Will this Zergling do it? Will Zorak realize that he needs to raise it up? I don't think so. I don't think Zorak cares. The main command center... No, wait. The one SCV's coming to repair. But the Crackling kills that quickly. 180. Oh no, the Marines are coming. But does he... Oh. That was kind of exciting for a moment there. As the main command center went all the way down to about 150 before Zorak was able to save it. Yep, the most valuable unit for Windall in this particular game had to definitely be that one single Zergling. Back to you, Dace Destroso.
Yeah, that is so sad for Windale, as he was trying to play different, and did manage to really do it. So yeah, Zorak hasn't won the game yet, but he has done a lot of damage, while a small group of Marines and medics, six Marines, one medic, are moving to the bottom right portion of the map, while there is no defense yet there, which means that the expansion is going to go down very soon, which is now, because right now Zorak is stimming, and yeah, that's the GG.
So Zorak takes game number 3 here on the map of Andromeda over Windall. That gives Zorak a commanding 3-0 series lead in this infamous, epic 9th place series. So again, Zorak defeated Windall in 15 minutes and 12 seconds on the map of Andromeda. Your final score, Zorak 41,329 versus Windall's score of 36,796. At least we have to admit, though, Windall, we got to give him some credit for at least trying to go a little bit out of the box. But the thing is, though, he just did very little by doing that as well. He needed to produce some units. Take advantage of it. Guardians would have been an interesting ploy there. Maybe we'll see that here in the fourth game. Tough to say. I don't know. Dace Destroso, your comments about that. Although I think the epic pause was a key aspect of this game.
I don't know. Maybe. We should ask that Winnie later what his initial plan was and if he changed it due to the epic pause, and maybe he got unconcentrated, I don't know. What he did good was building the Sunkens in time, which he was able to do so because he had his Zerglings outside of Zorak's main base. But yeah, Zorak was smart enough himself, just did it a bit different than usual by using his two dropships very, very good, in a very genius way, if not to say. Ended the game by this move, or with this move. So yeah, well done from Zorik.
Lousy Dead Cheesy, your final thoughts of game number 3.
At least he improved by preventing the sunken break, but I don't know. I don't know if he expected a drop, but well, yeah, he pulled something out of Boxer.
Something a la Boxer. How else can you describe game number 3? Perfect way to describe it. So Zorik has a 3-0 series lead and is now looking for the sweep in a couple of minutes here in this Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5 Epic 9th Place Series. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio, the home of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5.